Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Eddie Van Halen, one of the all-time best guitarists, rock-wise, in my opinion, or any other form of grabbing a guitar and just jamming on it, a solo stud, dead at the age of 65. He had been battling cancer, throat cancer, really for a decade, and the tributes have poured in all over the place. Van Halen is one of those groups, iconic rock group, that you had to have heard at some point in your life, or you were a huge fan like me, and you grew up with Van Halen, and their music had an influence. And I like what so many people said, including Keith Urban, who had a great picture on Instagram of Eddie Van Halen, where he was just spread across the stage, and he was playing that guitar like a true innovator. And that's exactly what Urban said. That's what I thought when I saw the photo. And he said, there are a lot of great guitar players in the world, but very, and he emphasized that, few true innovators. Players who seem to have arrived from a far distant planet and who bring a completely new color to the rainbow. Eddie Van Halen was this and so much more. Even without the finger tapping, you had a player with an extraordinary touch, tone, and a rhythmic pocket and bounce that floated like Ali in the ring. He was a master of complex solos that spoke to non-musicians. He just said this so beautifully. That is hard to do. The reason was the exquisite melody in his heart and the joy in his soul of playing for people. It came through like a ray of sun. We all felt. I say a prayer today for his family and friends, and from players like me all over the world who never got to meet him, I say thank you, Eddie. We love you. What a great tribute from Keith Urban, and his influence was astronomical. It really was. Had no bounds, is what I would say. So many people reacting to his death, including his ex-wife, Valerie Bertinelli, who had a child, Wolfgang, with him, and tweeted about that, about him giving her the greatest gift ever 40 years ago, changing her life. She said, "You gave me the one true light in our life, our son, Wolfgang. I am so grateful Wolfie and I were able to hold you in your last moments. I will see you in our next life, my love." Wow. So anyway, Eddie Van Halen, dead at the age of 65. Kate Delaney, and there is so much to jump to here in this show, in this hour. We're going to talk about a lot of things, including Cuties. Yep, Cuties. Really banned in Texas, Netflix slammed in Texas for that movie. And we're going to talk to Andy Berger, who has plenty to say, who was somebody who was trafficked as a young child. And the fear of this drama comedy that's out there is this scene that has gone viral and keeps on getting bigger and bigger and bigger. So Netflix indicted in Texas for promoting lewd visual material. And the reason for that is for that scene depicting a child over its decision to stream the controversial French film, which is what it is. Senator Ted Cruz created an offensive, so a grand jury in Texas indicted them for the lewd content. So we'll get her reaction to it, and that happens at the tail end of this show. Plus, your reaction to so much of what's going on with the president and COVID-19 and those around him that continued to announce that they have tested positive? What does it all mean? How about this VP debate that's coming up on Wednesday, Kamala Harris and Mike Pence? Mike Pence, who says, I don't need no stinking. He didn't say stinking, but he said, I don't need no plexiglass. So no plexiglass around him because that was offered up to make things safer and to stay apart and that kind of thing. But they agreed to allow the plexiglass barrier near him, but he didn't want it. Over this back and forth over the COVID precautions. And this is what's up next. Then the 15th. There's the second debate, but Biden is saying, running, of course, on the Democratic side of the aisle for the presidency, less than a month to go, November 3rd, big day. He says there shouldn't be a second debate if the president has COVID-19. While all of that's happening, it seems like every couple of hours, another White House aide or someone connected to the White House tests positive. The latest, Stephen Miller, tested positive for COVID-19. He's a top policy advisor to the Prez, and he confirmed that. He said, over the last 5 days, I've been working remotely, self-isolating, testing negative every day through yesterday. Tested positive, though, for COVID-19. I'm in quarantine. And that's what you do. That's what's happening. Chris Christie in quarantine, the former governor of New Jersey, who is a close friend and advisor to the president. There you go. COVID-19 has taken how many lives at this point? 211,000 in the United States. Worldwide, over a million deaths, 1.5 million. I know we have people listening to us all over the planet. Thank goodness, and thanks for listening. All of you in the UK, Australia, the Netherlands, thank you. And some of those other places, Spain and France, too, as well. So anyway, 7.53 million cases in the United States. Recovered, 24.8 million. Recovered, 24.8 million. Speaking of recovery, you can forget about the stimulus. Because, I mean, the second round of the stimulus, it looks like the president is saying, Nancy Pelosi, it won't deal with us. So we're not dealing with her. What the president tweeted out on Tuesday was, Nancy Pelosi's asking for $2.4 trillion to bail out what he said was a poorly run, high-crime Democratic states, basically, money that's in no way related to COVID-19. We made an offer of $1.6 trillion, and as usual, she's not negotiating in good faith. I'm rejecting their offer. I'll be reelected. When I'm reelected, I will kick it in right after that. It's interesting. Congress, this is what Americans are saying. Americans are saying, by a margin of 3-1 in a bunch of polls that have been taken, that Congress should prioritize coronavirus relief ahead of Supreme Court confirmation hearings. The president says the judicial nominees should come first. The thing that's happening is you have millions of unemployed and desperate Americans that are still trying to find a way to get through what is a time period that's, especially in hospitality and some other very big industries, that's not bouncing back, and they needed that leg up, that second stimulus. So stay tuned. This might not be over yet. You had some thoughts on the Prez, on COVID, on the bailout, and so many other things. So we're headed to the mailroom, I promise, this time. Next.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hey, everybody. Confused about staying healthy in a crazy COVID culture? Me too. But listen, after all the research, all the conflicting studies, after all the squabbling, there's one thing almost everyone agrees on. It's that immune system health can literally be the difference between life and death. You probably already believe that. I certainly do. So here's the thing. I wanted to get past the craziness and find out which plant-based substances actually have studies that demonstrate some efficacy in immune support. Now, you'll have to sign a waiver, but you can check out what I've discovered at StrongerDefense.com. No cures or treatments there. Instead, little-known but shocking immune system research and a breakthrough immune support product based on that research called Immune 10X. And the best part? You can go to the Stronger Defense website right now and claim your own supply of Immune 10X without paying anything today. Crazy, right? Learn more about this unusual limited-time offer at StrongerDefense.com. That's StrongerDefense.com.
As the coronavirus crisis continues, I've said it before, I'll say it again, now's not the time to retreat, panic, or stress out. Instead, refocus, reimagine, and reinvent. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, the whole focus is on overcoming adversity. I share the secrets of some of the most accomplished people on the planet and how it applies to you. I agree with George Eliot, who famously said, it's never too late to be who you might have been. Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.
DrinkSuperTea.com. Powdy Arco Tea builds red corpuscles in our blood, which carries oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate. Our immune system needs oxygen to develop. And cancer dies in oxygen. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.
Now let's talk about the mail. Can we talk about the mail, please, Mac? I'm dying to talk about the mail with you all day, okay?
Let's get in the mailbag. Get in the mailbag.
Don't you feel like that some days? I mean, be honest. Come on. Right? Of course you feel that way. It's a roller coaster ride, isn't it? And it certainly is a roller coaster ride as I whipped through so many emails earlier in the day and got a bunch of them tonight, too. This one from Johnny listening to us in New Orleans. He says, Katie Cates. That's an old nickname, so he must have been listening for a while. Katie Cates, I'm looking at what's going on with the president, and I got to say, he looks presidential to me. Man, in my neighborhood, if you put up a Trump sign, you are taking your life in your own hands. It is the left of the left, if you know what I'm saying. And I don't understand that because you say, why can't we have the conversation? So what if I don't agree with everybody? It is very strange times, my friend, and I will be glad when this election is over. I think some people regret Biden becoming president if, in fact, Trump doesn't get elected. I know he loses his cool. I know he's an idiot with Twitter, and I know that sometimes he really bungles things up and infuriates those who don't have the kind of capital to make mountains move. But did we not think somebody who was an outsider, who was a brash New Yorker, who is a celebrity, was going to have that kind of style? Question. All right. You bring up a good point, right? Listening to us, I'm sure, 990 AM, our fabulous affiliate, WGSO, in New Orleans. We rack up 4 big hours there, and boy, do I enjoy that city. I was really hoping to do some live remotes down there, but we see what things are like, and if things open back up, we will absolutely be headed there. Right, let's move to another one. This one is from Mac, and Mac is listening to us on KVOI 10:30 a.m. in Tucson. Kate How about a big shout out for Tucson? I know you're a big fan of Arizona. You talked about Phoenix and Tucson and Sedona, I believe you spent some time in. I think the president could use some time in Sedona if he wants to get through the quarantine. They should come down and check out the scenery here. I think it would make him feel better. I'm kind of mixed on the Prezel, though, I will say. Good for him with the thumbs up and standing tall after getting out of Walter Reed. If you're running for the highest office in the land and getting the chance to do it again, and you know that it might not be a smooth ride as much as it seemed like it was the first time around, what would you do? Be wheeled out in a wheelchair? Take a cane? Have oxygen wrapped around your head? Or would you act as though you were pretty strong and bearing with what was happening with COVID-19? I would not take a cane, roll out in a chair, have oxygen wrapped around my face. I mean, there is somebody that got elected in a chair, but that is a rarity with the world we live in now, especially. And I think that's why he released the video when he got back to 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue and said, I'm better. And maybe I'm immune. I don't know. We have the best medical equipment. We have the best machines, all developed recently. And his doctors are there 24 hours. They're watching the blood oxygen level because that's why he went to Walter Reed in the first place. So he's being treated. He's still in the treatment phase. He's getting an antiviral and an antibody cocktail and a steroid. And there are things that he has taken before for his immune system, I think, that he was continuing to take. All right, one more about Trump and COVID. This one's from Emily. And Emily says, hello, America Tonight listeners. Ms. Delaney, a shout out to you. And I have to say that I will be glad when this election is over. I think the people who really get jammed up in this whole thing are the American people. Why are we lost and caught in this as if we're unmoored? I am tired of Republicans. I am tired of Democrats. I'm tired of it all. I think at one point you said no labels. Give me the no label. I will vote for the person every day of the week if they can prove to me how they will make a difference in our world here in the United States and elsewhere and represent us well. Instead, it seems like you have a bunch of babies who are flinging nasty words at each other throughout the campaign, looking for ways to chop each other's legs out from underneath them. And it's just so over the top that I am tired of hearing about this election. So I, for one, will be glad when the whole thing's over. You can bet I'm voting. I'm not going to say how I'm voting, but you can bet that I will vote in this election. I listen to you on 9:20 a.m. every chance I get to hear you. All right, that's our affiliate in Palm Springs. Boy, I spent some time in Palm Springs. I had a timeshare there. It was a really great deal. It was like a song. I don't even remember how that all happened, but splitting it with somebody, and it was a lot of fun to get to spend some time there, especially when it was colder, when I lived in some cold weather places, and you can all relate to that. Although I would think that some of the snowbirds are bound down and maybe aren't heading for other parts, although you certainly can. You could get in a car, you could fly if you want. Some people are flying. Airlines are off, though, 70%. You know, so 30% of what normally would travel is pretty much where most of them are now. And it's a question of, okay, what happens in the next couple of months? And you roll that into the flu season, and you get it, right? Absolutely. Let's move from that to something else that seems to have piqued your curiosity. This one from Tom. Kate, the stimulus, where is it? So many of us need it. I was the major breadwinner in my family, and both of us had our jobs cut. We have three wonderful kids. We've always been financially responsible. This is very, very hard because it feels like it's an indictment on us, and we're not responsible. And the second round of the stimulus would have helped us get over the hump. We'll do what we can. I'm taking side hustles all over the place, but it is tough. In middle-class neighborhoods, everybody assumes that it's people who aren't the middle class, or maybe they think just a handful of people in the middle class are affected, but it's much greater than that. Yeah, well, the president said there is no deal. There is no deal because they're not willing to put in some of the things the Democrats want, and they're not willing to jump up another trillion-some dollars. So for now, it's kind of caught. It's caught in the net. And will we see that second round, or will it happen at the beginning of the year? I would say, because now the press is on for the election on November 3rd, and if you start to look at how many days are left in the year, I'm betting if something happens, it's going to happen in the beginning of next year. I think in the beginning of next year. This one from Lewis. Pray for us here in Louisiana, girl. Once again, hurricane season. When does it end? Yes, I'm from here. Generations of my family live here just outside of New Orleans. And this hurricane Delta now is possibly on a collision course with us. It's certainly going to slam into Mexico. And I just heard something where it might be one of the strongest of the year, one of the strongest storms in the Atlantic Basin. Is that true? Yeah, I heard the same thing, that they're talking about 145 miles an hour winds. And if you think about it, that's just right behind Hurricane Laura. But does it intensify when it hits? You know, it's going to be intense when it hits the Yucatan Peninsula, and that's happening soon. But what happens when it jumps and it heads toward the United States, the panhandle? What's that going to look like? It looks like it's going to go right through it. And it looks like Louisiana could be hit, Alabama a little further up. Before that, Jackson. It's hard to say. I mean, I'm tracing the storm, and we know you could have a shift here or there, and where it hits, the landfall, etc., makes it a big difference in storm surge, for one. But storm surge is possible, 9 to 13 feet. That's what they're saying in the Yucatan Peninsula. What does that mean as it gets closer? What are they saying when it gets to the United States, Louisiana? They're just preparing. You know, that's what you got to do. You know, this fourth landfall this year, woo! So already the governors of Louisiana and Alabama, state of emergency, because they got to prep for Hurricane Delta. They're telling everyone, batten the hatches, get ready, get your water, board things up. My, oh my. Hang with us.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
I learned so much about coronavirus.
President Trump's comments says he will continue his coronavirus treatment at the White House after his three-night stay at Walter Reed Medical Center in Maryland. The president continues.
One thing that's for certain, don't let it dominate you. Don't be afraid of it. You're going to beat it. We're going back to work. We're going to be out front. As your leader, I had to do that. I knew there's danger to it, but I had to do it. Nobody that's a leader would not do what I did.
Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden has remained mostly silent regarding President Trump until Monday.
Anybody who contracts the virus by essentially saying masks don't matter, social distancing doesn't matter, I think is responsible for what happens to them.
This is USA Radio News. Plexiglass will play a part in this week's VP debate.
The Commission on Presidential Debates has approved plans for plexiglass to be used in Wednesday's vice presidential debate amid mounting concerns about coronavirus transmission. Vice President Pence and Democratic VP nominee Kamala Harris will be separated by plexiglass. The Commission, along with medical consultants at the Cleveland Clinic, made the decision Monday after studying the airborne nature of the virus and as the number of positive cases in the White House continues to grow. For USA Radio News, I'm Val Dior.
3M is working with international investigators to crack down on counterfeit N95 respirators. The respirators are considered to be the best protection against airborne pathogens such as COVID-19. 3M has helped law enforcement agencies make more than 1,200 seizures of counterfeit respirators worldwide. Authorities have seized more than 3.5 million fake masks since the pandemic began. This is USA Radio News.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process, is called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
This couldn't be more timely, and this book is one you just absorb right away, and it's about time that we had a book like this. Certainly, if you've listened to me for any length of time, you know how I feel about what's happening in the United States and why we haven't had this discussion before in history classes, etc., or not in very many of them. So Richard Baraka joins us now, and his book is just so brilliant. It's called United States Cultural Peace. Where is that cultural peace? Richard, thank you for coming on.
Thank you, Kate. I definitely, respect and love everything that you're doing. And thank you for the hard work. And thank you for inviting me onto your show. Appreciate you.
So tell me why you wrote the book.
Well, I wrote the book for a couple of reasons. One, I personally was frustrated from the fact that it seems like all the legislative benefits seem to go to the top with very little for anyone else. I mean, we get a lot of rhetoric, from our politicians, but the legislative benefits keep going to the top 1%. And I was like, no matter who's in charge, I was always frustrated. The other reason why I wrote the book, too, is because my dad was a military man. He was a World War II veteran, from the poor to the middle class, and he really believed in the American dream. And I see that dream is being compromised, slowly but surely. And I wanted to find out why. And that was the motivating factor to actually writing the book.
And so what did you find out when you dove a little bit deeper into this?
So I dove a little bit deeper. I found out that the ruling class in America has had, with the concentration of wealth and power, has had a negative impact on the way we legislate pretty much from the beginning of America. It's gotten worse over the centuries, but it's to the point where the super wealthy, unfortunately, that wealth yields great power, and that power translates into legislation that benefits the rich and powerful, which of course translates to more power, which translates to more legislation that benefits the rich and the power. And it's a vicious cycle. And, as a result of that, our constitutional republic is compromised. You know, and that compromise translates into wealth inequality. It translates into a lot of animus. You know, unfortunately, Kate, you know, animus is a requirement in a system that takes from the masses to give to the few. You know, you have to turn people against each other, so that divide and rule politics is something that's another theme that comes along with the concentration of wealth and power.
Yeah, and when people read this book, I mean, it's obvious what you hope they take away. But I guess in your own words, what do you hope people really take away from reading your book, United States Cultural Peace?
Well, I want them to take away a few things. One, with that animus, what the ruling class has done is they'll use the concept of white supremacy to divide and conquer the masses. So they take a group that has a little bit more power, which is working class and poor whites, and they'll pit them against non-whites. And then they'll take Christians, which is the largest religious group in our culture, and they'll pit them against non-Christians, you know, whether it's Jewish people or whether it's Islam, things of that nature. And they'll take men and they'll put them against women. Like, you know, they'll teach men that we have to have dominion over our women. So that animus keeps us divided and looking at each other while they basically write legislation that loots the country. And it's been happening from the beginning, of America. You know, when we see, when I look back, when I did the book, I look back at history and I see a long history of hundreds of years of the very super rich telling working class whites and poor whites that all their problems are because of black and brown people, things, you know. So and it was even to the point where, like, let's say in slavery, and see what they realized in slavery with the ruling class, they were working landowners and slaveholders, and they were very wealthy, but they saw that they were in the minority. And their biggest fear was that the working class and poor people would get together and take away their power or take away their wealth. So what they had to do was the divide and conquer. In the 17th century, you see the concept of whiteness at that time. Before that, there was no such thing as whiteness. People from Europe were either Irish, or they were, you know, British, or they were Italian, or they were Jewish, but they weren't white people. And so they ended whites becoming indentured servants at that time, because they saw that the white indentured servants were just a half a step better than the slave. They were working together. You know, they had a common enemy. They had common values. So they would work together and they would rebel. Or they would kill the slave owner, or they would escape. But they were working in unison against a force that was screwing them both over, basically. So when they came up with the concept of whiteness, they said, hey, look, you're not going to be a slave anymore. You know, you're better than these other people. You're like us. We wear the same jersey. You're going to be, we're on the same team. You're going to be at the end of the bench. You're not getting the game, but we're on the same team. So, you know, they gave them a little bit of power. They gave them the right to vote. They gave them dominion over the slave and slave patrols to go get them. They gave them also dominion of the overseer in slavery. And when we look at how policing is done, you know, it has its roots in that system. You know, the overseer, which is now the day's officer, or the slave patrol, which is the patrolman now, you know, that whole system was designed originally to protect the wealth and self-interest of the ruling class. So when we see mass incarceration laws today, that has its roots, you know, like revenue policing or broken windows policing, quality of life laws. Basically, all these laws do, Kate, is just mass ticket poor people, and then they lock them up when they can't pay. Basically, that's really what it is. What in middle class communities we do the serve and protect model, but in the poor communities we do this revenue policing that has its basis in slavery. Even after slavery, we had the black codes that also made it almost illegal to be black in public, and that just fed the prison industrial convict lease system to create the middle class and the highways and roads and school systems and things of that nature. You know, so what they did was with the divide and conquer, and, you know, they found that it worked. You know, and it happens over and over again. I see that over and over again in American history. Now, the good thing is the hope and the light at the end of the tunnel is that what I've noticed throughout history also, Kate, is that when we get sick and tired of oligarchs trampling over the Constitution, because the Constitution doesn't give us rights, and it doesn't take it away, but it protects our rights. We have inalienable rights in this country that's rooted in the Constitution and the 27 amendments that came with it. When we get tired of seeing those rights being trampled on, we tend to band together. What happens is we reject the logic of the ruling class, we band together, and we force our politicians to break away from the ruling class and do the will of the people. And, Kate, that's what gives me so much hope in America. That's what gives me so much inspiration. I've seen it throughout history. It's already said and done. We're going to win this war, you know. And it's always been a class war. That's why we don't talk about class in America. We don't talk about it in politics. We don't talk about it in our political science. We don't talk about it in history class, social studies, things of that nature. But there's always been that class war. So there's always been a push from the bottom for more freedom and more democracy. But they've always had this push from the top with absolute control and dominion over the people, over the masses, you know, and they use that racial animus. What they want to do is teach whites that you can only feel tall if everybody else is on their knees, you know, and they sell it like it's a drug, you know, they massage that division, and we don't have to have that division. Nobody white in the working class or poor asked for mass incarceration laws. No one, you know, even people that voted for Trump and signed up for the border wall, we do need to protect our borders. We do. But nobody said you need to take away babies from their mothers. No one said that. You know, that's straight from the ruling class. You know, no one said the rich need tax cuts. We need to advocate for tax. No one says those things. That comes directly from the ruling class. So, you know, what gives me a lot of hope for America to win is that, you know, when we see in the beginning formulations of the America in the 13 colonies, the Sons of Liberty saw that they were going through, this was our first civil rights group, they were going through so much of this taxation without representation, small businesses, working class whites, poor whites were getting destroyed, they were getting crushed, you know, by a tyrannical government. And the ruling class at the time didn't mind. They were rich landowners, they were slave owners, they didn't mind. As a matter of fact, they were afraid of the Sons of Liberty because they didn't want to rock the boat thinking that England might come and do something to take away their land or to take away their slaves or to do something to hurt them. So they put ads in the paper, the ruling class at the time, put ads calling the Sons of Liberty drunkards, calling them derelicts, calling them nothing but looters. There was so many terms, but all negative terms. And so what the Sons of Liberty had one thing going for them, that it was an idea of freedom, equality, justice for all, an idea of, you know, that we can rid ourselves of a tyrannical king and start our own nation, you know. So that resonated with other Americans, you know. So even like now, the ruling class back then were still in the minority. So even though their campaign against the Sons of Liberty was fierce because they had the narrative, they had the newspapers, it still didn't work. So their message gained steam, and eventually the politicians had to break away from the logic of the ruling class and do the will of the people. And we got freedom from a tyrannical king and started our own nation. I mean, that is so inspiring right there. And then you see that theme reoccurring in America. This is why we're going to win. So, you know, you see in slavery, you know, the abolitionist movement, these are Judeo-Christians. They saw the slaves rebelling. They saw the slaves escaping and moving up north and starting their own families and getting jobs and being a productive member of society. And they said, look, you know, no matter how much you tell us that the slaves are happy with being slaves, we see otherwise.
I agree, and we could talk all day, and this has been such a great interview, and you need to pick up this book because this is a starting point for, I think, many of the United States. Cultural Peace is on Amazon. You can get it there. Richard Baraga, thank you so much.
Thank you, Kate, and have a blessed day, and thank you so much for the opportunity. I appreciate you. God bless you, and God bless America.
You too.
DrinkSuperTea.com. Powdy Arco Tea helps regenerate new cells. Everything from the cells in our skin to the cells in our organs so they function properly. Great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a disease. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com. or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.
As the coronavirus crisis continues, I've said it before, I'll say it again. Now's not the time to retreat, panic, or stress out. Instead, refocus, reimagine, and reinvent. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, the whole focus is on overcoming adversity. I share the secrets of some of the most accomplished people on the planet and how it applies to you. I agree with George Eliot, who famously said, "It's never too late to be who you might have been." Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What Netflix is doing everything it can to get an avalanche of cancellations. There's a hashtag that's flying around that says cancel Netflix. And why is that? It's because of Cuties. And what is Cuties? Well, Cuties has a scene in it that really sexualizes children. 11-year-old girls we're talking about who are twerking, who are dancing. And it sparked an avalanche of controversy due to even the posters that are being used by Netflix to promote the movie Cutie. So there is a big call for a boycott of Netflix. Joining us now is Andy Berger, JD, a founder of Voices Against Trafficking. We've had her on before to talk about human trafficking and what's happening and how sad it is across the nation. And she's done some wonderful work in helping so many people. Andy, when you first heard about Cuties, what was your reaction?
It was absolutely revolting, Kate. I just have to tell you that it made not only myself sick, but my husband, to think that anyone would pose and manipulate young girls, 10, 11, 12 years old, you know, in a movie such as this. I have to wonder what the parents were thinking, you know, and what the people that were involved were thinking. But clearly, you know, money and influence are the motivating goals of Netflix in this one.
Yeah, do you think they can do anything to help their image with this? I mean, what could they do to clean up what has truly become a mess with it?
Wow, that's a big question, but the first thing would be to take the movie off completely. But really, I don't know if they can come back from this because now people are going to be watching them. They've lost I think the numbers were upwards of 700,000 subscriptions and growing. So people are upset. People who have not only their own daughters, but, I mean, basically it's child porn when you think about it. If anybody else had that on their home computer and were found out, they'd be arrested. So why is Netflix getting away with it?
Yeah, and I mean, this has been something you've worked your whole life in fighting against this, and you're doing everything you can to call to action anything to end human trafficking. I mean, certainly. And you're a survivor of abuse. You know what this is like. And how damaging is this to show this and plant that out there into our society?
At this point, since we don't know how many viewers, it's going to be hard to tell how many more pedophiles, how many more traffickers we're going to get out of this, because this movie whets the appetite of people of depraved nature and with the goal to sell children, which happens in this country, whether people want to acknowledge it or not, doesn't make it untrue. And we know that every 40 seconds in this country, Kate, a child is abducted, and out of those who are abducted, at least one will be taken into child trafficking. That's over 60,000 kids in this country, conservatively. So now you add this, because the audience is not children. The audience is who? The audience is adults to watch this movie.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, for people listening, living, for me, our satellite facilities in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, and we just had a huge story about two guys who were trying to pull girls off the street. They were circling around a high school, and they were trying to offer rides, and that's exactly what they were trying to do. They were trying to kidnap some of these girls. So it happens in these suburban areas. I mean, I think that's what people don't understand, the disconnect. I mean, this isn't just happening in economically depraved areas. It's happening in your neighborhoods, believe it or not, right?
Absolutely. In fact, a few years back, before it became such a national issue, the profile was a white male, 35 to 45 years old, in a gated community with his own family as the main, you know, organizer, trafficker, you know, with his network of other traffickers. Now it's gone down. It's more like 25 to 35. But you're right. People who feel that, oh, and not in our neighborhood, or it's too good of a neighborhood, that's exactly the kind of neighborhood that this kind of thing can happen in. And one story is very quickly, we had a 16-year-old girl that was targeted at her high school, prep school, both parents professional, nice house. She had a younger sister. The predator targeted her from the parking lot of the high school, approached her, shoved a burner phone in her pocket, and said, if you don't answer this, I will kill your family, starting with your little sister. So what is the 16-year-old going to do? She's terrified. Took 3 years before the parents figured out what was going on with her extracurricular activities, which they thought were school, okay? Because the predator actually showed up at the house when the little sister got home. The big sister comes home, sees this, and knows that he will kill her family.
Wow. Oh, that is so, so scary. How can people find you, Andy?
They can find me at voicesagainsttrafficking.com. Voicesagainsttrafficking.com is launching an Add Your Voice campaign. Kate, we want to get a million people on our roster. They, when they go to that site, they just click join. They can email and say, add my voice, Jane Doe or John Doe. Because with a million voices, it's hard for anybody to not listen to the things that need to get done, whether it's legislative, whether it's education, whether it's mental health services, or, you know, more proactive prosecution of predators. So voicesagainsttrafficking.com has information, and they can also contact me through that site.
All right, Andy, as always, thank you so much for what you do and speaking out and being here on the show with us. Thank you.
Thanks so much. Have a great day.
All right, so picking up on that thread, too, again, of what's happening with Netflix, if you have no idea, I mentioned it, Cuties is this movie, and a scene from the movie went viral, which is playing right into the hands of the creepy folks that are out there that are looking to do nefarious things, sadly, to children, and that's why I mentioned the trend on Twitter of the hashtag cancel Netflix. The movie is about a group of 11-year-old girls who form a twerking dance group. And it's sparked that controversy. Of course it has, because of the scene that went viral and because of that poster that is out there that was used by Netflix to promote the movie. So, you know, it shows the girls dancing in a definite sexualized manner for an audience of adults, and it's led to those calls for boycotts. And you think of it, I mean, critics are accusing Netflix of publishing, and I agree with him, softcore child pornography, and say the movie was even worse than previously expected. And think of pedophilia and playing into pedophilia. So if you look at that hashtag and you go anywhere, you know, and look at this up, look this up, you'll see it, where, you know, this needs to be taken off the air. It's just disappointing. To me, it's disappointing to the number of people that are defending it. I'm all for freedom of expression and arts and et cetera, but you're enabling pedophilia. If you see this, it really does, and it's scary. And because I've just seen this happen in my own area, and I can't imagine if you're the mother of a young girl and you're somewhere just trying to get them educated. And I know a lot of people are home because of the pandemic, but many are going back to school, and you have people circling these high schools and middle schools and elementary schools and looking to exploit young girls and the vulnerability there. Wow. Encouraging that to me is so outrageous. I mean, come on. You know that, right? You're out there and you have grown daughters, you have granddaughters, you have nieces, and this is just, it's just very, very sad. And I am a big fan of Netflix normally, and I am also adding my voice to being incredibly disappointed by this. And it's in telling a story. There are ways to tell a story, right? And in this is so explicit. Seriously, the shots of these girls are unbelievable. So saying twerking is putting it mildly. I'm being nice. There's more than twerking that is happening here in what you're seeing. And this isn't a movie. I mean, this isn't a movie that's encouraging the opposite of what we want to see happen. I mean, you could say, and some people who are defending it are saying, well, it's a social commentary against the sexualization of young children. But I don't think so. I think that this is the opposite of that, that it is it's pushing it out there, especially why does the scene go viral. So add your voice to that list. I mean, who wants to see that? So let's clean it up. Absolutely. And thank you for listening to this version of the show. As the coronavirus crisis continues, I've said it before, I'll say it again, now's not the time to retreat, panic, or stress out. Instead, refocus, reimagine, and reinvent. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, the whole focus is on overcoming adversity. I share the secrets of some of the most accomplished people on the planet and how it applies to you. I agree with George Eliot, who famously said, it's never too late to be who you might have been. Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.
DrinkSuperTea.com. Howdy Arco Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.